It's Thursday, March 12th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Roughly a half dozen TSA agents in Indianapolis have left the job, as the latest federal shutdown has left them without pay. A severe weather storm system barreled through Illinois and Indiana overnight Tuesday, leaving two people dead. And Indiana Governor Mike Braun declined to sign a bill to extend syringe services programs. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Roughly a half dozen TSA agents in Indianapolis have left the job, as the latest federal shutdown has left them without pay. WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, Indianapolis airport officials say there have been no impacts at Indianapolis International, but travelers may experience delays at other airports around the country.
TSA agents are still required to work even as they stop receiving paychecks. Kevin Smith leads the local TSA union in Indianapolis. He says agents are still recovering from the last federal shutdown.
We got a couple of paychecks, and boom, we're right back down into, you know, another shutdown, no pay.
Smith says some agents have left the job because of the financial instability.
We are stuck in the middle of a fight that we shouldn't even be stuck in the middle of.
He says he's hopeful the shutdown ends before Congress is set to take a recess at the end of the month. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
A severe weather storm system barreled through Illinois and Indianapolis overnight Tuesday. The National Weather Service says the system produced at least three tornadoes in Indiana. WFYI's Barb Anguiano reports.
The National Weather Service office in Chicago says tornadoes in Indiana were confirmed to have touched down in Lake Village and Wheatfield in Jasper County and Knox in Stark County. In Lake Village, authorities have confirmed the bodies of an elderly couple who died when their home was struck by a tornado have been recovered. Newton County Sheriff Shannon Cothran updated community members on the recovery and cleanup efforts through Facebook. He said no more serious injuries have been reported.
Once again, we ask people, don't come to see the devastation or what, how many trees are down. Just let us have the room to work and stay off the roads in the immediate Lake Village area.
Severe weather continued Wednesday. No tornadoes were reported. I'm Barb Anguiano in Indianapolis.
Doxing is when someone posts personal identifying information about another person on social media with the intent to cause harm. WFYI's Zach Castle reports a bill criminalizing the act sits on Governor Mike Braun's desk.
Last year, several lawmakers were threatened or swatted for opposing redistricting in Indiana after President Donald Trump and others posted their names. The legislation makes it illegal to post two pieces of personal information, such as someone's name and home address. Representative Alex Zimmerman sponsored the bill. He says intent is key.
That gets it to the crime of intimidation. It's about intentional conduct designed to invite violence or criminal acts against another person.
Lawmakers also enhanced the severity of the charge if the person targeted is a lawmaker. The bill passed the General Assembly with unanimous bipartisan support. I'm Zach Castle in Indianapolis.
The governor must sign or veto the bill by today. If he does neither, it will pass into law without his signature. Indiana Governor Mike Braun declined to sign a bill to extend syringe services programs. LPM's April Rickert reports it becomes law without his signature.
Mike Braun had until Monday to sign a bill extending syringe services programs in the state another 5 years. He says he thinks the programs treat a symptom and don't get at the cause of why they were started in the first place.
I'm not going to sign it, but I'm not going to veto it.
The bill includes requirements for participants to live in certain areas and show ID. Programs will have to adhere to a one-to-one needle exchange and be at least 1,000 feet from buildings like schools and places of worship unless they have permission. Six Indiana counties have the programs, including Clark and Marion. I'm April Rickert in Jeffersonville.
More news in a moment.
Hey friends, this is Stephen J. Bailey, born and raised right here in Northeast Indiana and a former WBOI board member. You know, I have been listening for over 2 decades, and WBOI has been so important and personal to me, from the relationship to the news, the music, the entertainment. It's given me access to so much, both local and national. It's been really crucial for me. So I want to encourage you to join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. A master planning agreement has been approved for the City of Fort Wayne's North River District project. The deadline to register to vote in Indiana's primary election is approaching. Hoosiers have until April 6th to register. And it's still uncertain how much money is remaining to sustain Indiana's Dolly Parton Imagination Library program, despite Indiana First Lady Maureen Braun saying fundraising is on track. That's Who and What for Thursday, March 12th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Angenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.